Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Master What is a Pitch Deck in 7 Days and Win. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a sobering truth. 90% of startups fail to secure funding, and it's not because their ideas lack merit. It's because their pitch decks are bloated monsters that kill investor interest before they can even explain their vision. Today, I'm sharing the 3-slide rule that transforms investor meetings from polite rejections into funding conversations. So, what exactly is a pitch deck? Think of it as your business biography condensed into visual chapters. Most entrepreneurs approach this like they're writing War and Peace, 15 to 20 slides packed with every detail they think matters. But here's what I've learned from years of pitching and coaching founders. The magic happens when you strip everything down to 3 core slides: problem, solution, traction. Everything else? That's just noise between you and your funding. Now, let's talk about the psychology at play here. Human attention spans peak at 90 seconds during presentations. Meanwhile, investors are reviewing 50-plus pitches every single week. They're not studying your deck like a textbook. They're scanning it like a newspaper headline. When they see complex presentations, they don't think thorough. They think unfocused. Simple decks signal that you understand the essence of your business so clearly you can explain it to anyone. Here's the framework that changes everything. Slide 1, the pain point that keeps your customers awake at 3 in the morning. Slide 2, your solution explained in one crystal clear sentence. Slide 3, proof it's actually working, revenue numbers, user growth, or pilot program results. Each slide should pass what I call the subway test, readable and understandable in 10 seconds or less. Let me tell you about Brian Chesky's legendary Airbnb pitch from 2008. 3 slides. First slide simply said, price is important, and showed expensive hotel costs. Second slide, web platform for booking unique accommodations. Third slide, early booking data from San Francisco. The result? A $7.2 million Series A funding round. Here's your assignment. Take your current pitch deck right now and identify your strongest problem slide, your clearest solution slide, and your most compelling traction slide. Delete everything else for your next investor meeting. Then practice delivering all 3 in under 2 minutes. That's it. That's how you master the pitch deck. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.